This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
The college football experience. Marshall Thundering Herd at the Appalachian State Mountaineers game preview on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network, presented by WynnBET. WynnBET is now live in Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, and Arizona. From boosted parlays to in-game odds on every major sport, WynnBET has what you need to win. Sign up today to receive a $1,000 risk-free sports bet. Download the WynnBET app now or visit WynnBET.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by PropSwap, America's number one app to buy and sell sports bets. Use promo code SGP on your first deposit and receive up to $500 in bonus cash. That's PropSwap.com, promo code SGP. We're also brought to you by PicksWise. PicksWise is the number one app for free sports betting picks, props, and parlays. Download the free PicksWise app now to make your next bet better. We're also brought to you by OddsCrowd. Are you the best football bettor in the U.S.? OddsCrowd challenges you to prove it with their free-to-play fantasy betting contest. Every week, there's a free $350 NFL contest and a free $250 contest. Just head to OddsCrowd.com to sign up. And of course, don't forget to download the SGPN app. Your home for all of our free picks and podcasts. Grab that SGPN app for free in the App Store or Google Play Store today.
This is Brian Bosworth, aka The Boz, and you're listening to SGPN. Let it ride, brother. Peace out. Boz out.
Welcome to the College Football Experience Thursday night preview of the Marshall Thundering Herd at the Appalachian State Mountaineers. My name is Colby Swinging Dantabase Dan, aka Pick Dundee. That's not a pick, this is a pick.
Nobody knows nothing.
Somebody knows. Double the price, but no one touches Dundee.
That's right. No one touches Dundee here. We are talking college football, a little Sunbelt Conference USA matchup. This game happened a year ago in Huntington, West Virginia, and this was a big one. This is one that I think we kind of started to notice. Did Sean Clark start to lose the App State, you know, program a little bit? I don't think that's the case, but I think we were thinking that perhaps at the time, because Marshall beat him 17-7. But if you go back and watch that game, which I did over the summer, and I mean, I watched that game live when it happened a year ago, App State left a lot of points out there. Hennigan fight. I think it was Hennigan that fumbled into the end zone on almost like a Leon Let Don Beebe style play. Right before the half, Zach Thomas throws a pick, a dumb pick, cause they were going to get points. Then they also miss a couple field goals. It was one of those games where I think App State was the better team, but Marshall got it done. But that was in the Doc Holliday era with that nation's top defense by Brad Lambert. Well, Brad Lambert's at Purdue now. Doc Holliday gone, not even coaching. In comes Charles Huff for the Marshall Thundering Herd, a former Nick Saban assistant down there in Alabama. And you know, you look at their opening season thus far, you know, they beat Navy 49-7 in a game that I was on the wrong side of. I did not see that coming. But if that, this is what's interesting. If you pull up the stats from that game, now like I said, Marshall's sitting at 2-1. And I'll get to the other two games. If you pull up the stats from that game, you had Grant Wells. This guy was a freshman a year ago, had a great year against Navy. He was 20 of 30, 333 yards, No touchdowns, but two interceptions. Concerning a little bit with the interception to touchdown ratio. Then when you dive into the stats on this, Navy, I don't know how the score reflected this. It was 49-7. Navy had more first downs and just 66 yards less of offense, essentially. So the game was much closer, and Navy controlled the clock for 41 minutes and 19 seconds. It's like, how did you lose this game? I'm not sure. I did not watch much of this one. I replayed some of it when I was in Vegas, but I haven't had a chance to really dive into that game. But Marshall got it done by 42. Great opening, you know, win for Charles Huff. But then, and then week two, they take on North Carolina Central, an FCS opponent who had taken down Alcorn State in week zero, and they win 44-10. Nice win, but an FCS opponent. So look, we're going to throw that one out. And then you have last week, the game against East Carolina, my East Carolina Pirates. I was on them. Hopefully you listen to that Dundee special here. I had East Carolina plus 10.5, and I said sprinkle some on the money line. Now, did I need some luck to get this done? Probably, because I mean, ECU scored 21 points in the fourth quarter. They were down 17. So that was one that you're thinking, okay. But the reality is East Carolina had more first downs than them. East Carolina had 561 yards of offense. Now Marshall ended up having 647. So pretty even there. I think Marshall would had an 80 yard advantage there. But when you look at Grant Wells, he threw for 433 yards. Fantastic. One touchdown, but two picks, including the game losing pick essentially for the Thundering Herd. And it just makes you start to wonder of like, hey, what's this team's trajectory? And the defense that was number one in the nation with Brad Lambert, this defense doesn't seem to be doing it. I understand you can look and say, well, they only gave up 7 points to Navy and 10 to North Carolina Central. True, but the Navy game is kind of an outlier. You look at the statistics, they should have put up a lot more points based on the yardage than what they put up. East Carolina drops 42 on them. And by the way, this is a 3-point game at halftime. Marshall pulled away in the third. East Carolina then pulled back away in the fourth to come back and win that thing. And thus here we are this Thursday night going up against the App State Mountaineers, and App State is a team that they opened up against East Carolina and kind of gave it to the Pirates. Very physical performance. Then week two they go at Miami, and who knows what Miami really is, but Miami has a last second field goal go in or final minutes to give Miami the win, and that thing barely went in or App State would have been undefeated at this point. And then last week, App State rolls Elon. Didn't cover, though. It was 1 point. They didn't cover by 1.5, but got it done there, App State. And really, I think when you break down Appalachian State, and you know, I've been shocked by this, is Chase Bryce. That the Duke transfer via Clemson, this guy has been a difference maker. And I actually think he's the reason why I think they're probably the best team in the Sun Belt, and they're probably going to win the Sun Belt, in my opinion. I know Coastal Carolina's out there undefeated. I know Louisiana's probably going to be undefeated in that side of the division, and there's some other ones like Troy looks like a player. I know South Alabama's undefeated at the moment, although I don't think they're as good as those other programs. But it's going to be interesting to see Chase Bryce, by the way, completing basically 70% of his passes, 69.8. For 9 yards of completion, just shy of 9 yards, 8.7, four touchdowns, two picks, and then this dominant run game that I was alluding to. Cameron Peoples and Nate Noel, these guys are players, and Marshall's going to have their work cut out for them, trying to stop those running backs. Receiving wise, Corey Xavier Sutton, kid's good. Malik Williams, Thomas Hennigan, Jalen Virgil. I like these wideouts. This offense is good. Now, to be fair, Grant Wells, it's looking great from a yardage standpoint. Grant Wells, 1,100 yards so far this season, 67% completion percentage, 9.5 yards of completion, which is he's taking more downfield shots than Chase Bryce's, but four touchdowns, five picks. That's what you want to circle, I think, when previewing this game. And at the running back spot, Rasheen Ali, this kid's playing great. 46 rushes, 293 yards, seven touchdowns so far this season. And really both offenses are good. It's one team is committing turnovers though, and that's Marshall. But you break down the wideouts of Marshall and you say, hey, this is a good team. Corey Gamage, Talik Keaton, love that tight end Xavier Gaines they got. This is a nice high powered offense that I think, you know, will be able to get success against an App State off defense. That is pretty good. But really, when previewing this game, I think the big thing to circle is the turnover situation, because Marshall has committed, you know, has been turning the ball over nonstop, six interceptions on the season, some fumbles as well. They got to get better at taking care of the rock. And when you think about it, App State, yes, Chase Bryce has two picks, but overall they've taken much better care of the ball. This is a Thursday night game. It's going to be live down there in Boone, North Carolina. I'll even give you a little bit. So Marshall, by the way, starting the front end of a back-to-back away, essentially next week, they're at Middle Tennessee, who just had their starting quarterback, Bailey Hockman, quit the team, or I guess he had been benched in the previous game, but that needs to be, I think this year more than any year in college football, the home environment is key. I've been to a game at Kid Brewer Stadium. Place gets lit, and it's going to be even more lit considering App State has really started out on the road and played ECU in Charlotte. They played at Hard Rock Stadium against Miami, and then they took on Elon. I'm sure the fans came out and made it tough for the Phoenix of Elon, but I think this is the one they circle. This is a revenge spot. They lost by 10 last year. I think a lot of the players remember this, and I think we should take App State minus the 7 points. Do I think Marshall will stay in this thing? I do. At first, I think at half, you're going to be sitting there saying, man, why did I take App State minus seven? But I think they're going to have their opportunities to force Grant Wells into some turnovers, which he's been proven to do so far this season. So I'm going to say you ride with the Mountaineers here at home. If you listen to the College Football Experience, we've been on these spots, essentially. West Virginia taking down Virginia Tech. We called this one. Hostile environment. I know West Virginia ended up being favored in that one, but originally preseason they weren't. Then you had Virginia Tech. We were on Virginia Tech taking down North Carolina on the money line. We were on that play. We were on UCLA taking down LSU. And I think some of these environments make it so you want to take that, especially not having fans in a year. I think this place is going to be lit Thursday night, nationally televised game. Give me App State minus the 7 points. I really love that Chase Bryce addition, and I think them being at home could be, you know, the difference maker in this football game. I'm going to do a quick weather check to see what we're expecting down there in Boone for this game. So Thursday, 61 degrees, chance of rain, which could be, most of the rain seems like it's going to be gone by the time this game kicks Thursday morning. I think all the rain is gone, but I still say you play App State. If anything, I think the rain might help Marshall if it was to somehow, you know, still be raining by the time this game kicks, which does not look to be the case. So I say you lay the 7 points, take App State. I think they get it done. I think Marshall's got some problems defensively too. I mean, that's another thing we could key on in here is, ECU had success running the ball against Marshall. They did not have success running against App State. App State's front seven's pretty darn good. ECU was able to rush for a buck 66 against Marshall. Mitchell had 135 of those for the Pirates. Can they stop that? Yes, I know Marshall's got a good running back themselves, but App State's run defense is solid. The front seven is solid. Give me App minus the 7 points, guys. This is the lone Thursday night college football game. We do have the NFL game too, so make sure you check out the picks over at the SGPN. Download that app for free, and you'll have all of our picks. Got to flex a little bit here. You know, hitting at a really high rate this year. Me, Patty C, and NC Nick have never had a losing season. You know, picking every game for the past 4 years. We've only done it 4 years, and sure enough, we've never had a season under 500, picking every single game, and especially our locks way over 500 as well. But just to tell you what we're doing right now, I'm loading it up right now. But why you want to check out all of our picks before placing a bet. And like I said, that SGPN app is free in the App Store and Google Play Store. So go grab that thing. You'll get all of our picks, all of our podcasts, all of our guests, you know, a lot of great guests. Mike Leach comes on the show a lot. But I'm currently 159 and 115 and two, right? That's 58%. Terrell Furman Jr., who does, you know, part of the College Football Experience crew, he's hitting at 55%. NC Nick hitting at 54%. I mean, just the whole crew is doing it right now. So get over there, get that SGPN app. And I say you take App State minus -7 in a home spot where the place is going to be lit. All right, folks, this is the College Football Experience, right? And you can find us on Twitter and Instagram, new to Twitter and Instagram, at TCE on SGPN. I'm on Twitter at the Colby D. And like I said, if you get that SGPN app, make sure you give us a 5-star review. And if you do, take a screenshot, find me on Twitter at the Colby D. Show me that screenshot of your review. I'll send you a College Football Experience t-shirt. All right. How about that? At the Colby D, Patty C's on Twitter, Patty C831, NC Nick's on Twitter at NC_NICK. Terrell Furman Jr. is on Twitter at really_rel_. And the Sports Gambling Podcast Network's on Twitter at the SGP Network. Give them all a follow. This is the College Football Experience. Marshall at App State game preview. You better start thinking about yours. And we out of here.